At the Republican convention in New York tonight, the Democratic senator from Georgia, Zell Miller, will deliver the keynote address. So far, Senator Miller is the only social conservative scheduled to speak in primetime, and the only speaker expected to talk about issues important to the Christian right. As part of her series on constituencies important to the Republican Party, NPR's Linda Wertheimer has this report.
The Christian right is one of the strongest forces powering the Republican Party's effort to win the 2004 election. The Christian Coalition estimates that close to half the convention delegates are now or have been members of their group. However, the casual viewer of this convention would not see their presence. Instead, the Republicans have displayed a war hero in John McCain and an action hero in Arnold Schwarzenegger. Paul Weyrich of the Free Congress Foundation is one of the founders of the Christian right. He is not at the convention. We talked to him last week.
Some folks were critical of the Democrats because they masked who they were, but I think we are the mirror image of that. This party is trying to pretend to those undecided voters that it is primarily something other than which it is.
The Democratic convention delegates polled overwhelmingly against the war in Iraq, but their convention emphasized John Kerry as commander-in-chief. Weyrich says that when Republicans aim a secular message at the same undecided group, they may lose some of the Christian voters they're counting on.
Many in the Christian right are not Republicans. They are not dedicated to the party. They only get out and vote when somebody has a clarion call that suggests to them that it is very important that they participate. And my fear is that there won't be enough of that at this convention, that a lot of these folks will say, I don't see much difference between the Kerry crowd and this crowd, so, you know, why should I bother?
Other leaders are not so concerned. We reached Reverend Jerry Falwell by telephone before the convention to ask if he'd been invited to participate, perhaps offering an invocation or a benediction. He said no.
Well, I haven't been asked, but I keep a prayer or two ready.
Reverend Jerry Falwell sees the political necessity to reach out to groups that are not part of the Christian right. He insists he does not feel dismissed by the Bush campaign.
The president is very wisely inviting total participation by every possible voter, because I do think we're going to need them all come November 2. Mr. Schwarzenegger would not be a social conservative, but the president is being wisely guided by Karl Rove, etc. If they ask my advice, I would advise they do just what they're doing.
Many delegates agree. We talked to people at a Faith and Freedom rally in a hotel ballroom here. Lou Barris of the Christian Coalition in Oregon says, we are not threatened. We feel comfortable in our strength.
Most of the delegates, for example, I went to Texas, and almost all of them are born-again Christians. And they say, you can't get on this delegation without that. So we have delegations that are concerned about our issues.
Outside that same meeting, we met Deborah Hadfield from Plano, Texas. She regards opposition to abortion and gay marriage as the moderate position. But if the convention doesn't emphasize that, it doesn't matter, because she knows President Bush agrees with her.
If our president stands behind them and he's voting for them and pushing them, that's where our main concern lies.
So you wouldn't worry about it. If it never actually happened at the podium of the convention, you would still know that it was there.
Yes.
Deborah Hadfield will watch the convention from the Texas delegation, surrounded by like-minded delegates from the president's home state. Other social conservatives are asking, will the viewers at home hear the same message? Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, New York.